If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In this episode, we return to the rich world of Pokémon, full of elaborate and creative creatures with a knack for evolution and combat. Today's Pokémon begins as an adorable baby tortoise with a plant on its head, named Turtwig, and ultimately evolves into a titanic tortoise with a forest on its back, named Torterra. In the movie Pokémon Detective Pikachu, we encounter multiple Torterras the size of islands. So once more, I turn to my son Sebastian for help navigating the Pokémon world. He'd like to share the following, using the Pokémon Super Extra Deluxe Essential Handbook as a primary source.
Torterra, the continent Pokémon, found in the Sinnoh region, a grass and ground type. Its first form, Turtwig, is the grass starter Pokémon in the Sinnoh region. Some people believe that a gigantic Torterra dwelled under the surface. It is big enough to house small Pokémon on its back.
Naturally, tortoises and turtles factor into various myth cycles. And to consider giant specimens with forests on their back, we have to discuss the European tradition of the Aspidochelone, or Asp Turtle, as it was listed in the 2nd century BCE book, Physiologus. As Carol Rose explains in Giants, Monsters, and Dragons, this tome was widely distributed across medieval Europe, and still other texts spoke of similar creatures, beasts so vast that their stony backs resemble islands in the sea, and they are often covered with vegetation as well. The resulting nautical horror stories were irresistible. Sailors land on these islands, thinking they have found refuge, until the island itself roars to life and sends them fleeing back to their boats. In the Middle East, the great creature is known as Zaratan, and is sometimes described as a whale, other times as a turtle or general sea monster. It too is mistaken for land. The legendary Sinbad the Sailor encounters the Zaratan during his first voyage in the Tales of the Thousand and One Nights. We see the same motif in the Imap Umasorsa of Greenland, a turtle, and the giant fish Jasconius of Irish legend. But such turtles and tortoises are not always depicted as false islands. In Hindu mythology, as explained in Sacred Animals of India by Nanditha Krishna, Vishnu incarnates as the great turtle Kurma and carries Mount Mandara on his back to churn the primordial ocean. We also have the tradition of a world turtle that in one way or another supports or contains the world itself. In Hinduism, we have Akupara, the cosmic turtle who supports the earth. We also find this motif in the beliefs of certain indigenous North American tribes. My son Sebastian recommends the Circle Round and Earth Rangers podcast episode Turtle Island, which details related folklore of the Ojibwe First Nations people of Canada, in which the world is rebuilt upon a great turtle's back. In Chinese mythology, we also have Ao, the mythical sea turtle. When the four pillars holding up the sky are destroyed, the goddess Nuwa cuts the legs from the great turtle and uses them to hold the sky up. We also have one related story concerning legendary ruler Yu the Great, tamer of floods, measurer of the earth, and caster of the nine cauldrons. There are many differing accounts of how he combats the great flood, but in some he is assisted by a yellow dragon and a black tortoise. He is also said to make use of the siya, or self-renewing soil. Sometimes it is said that Yu's father stole the soil from the gods and was punished for it. But in some accounts, the magical earth is brought to him on the back of the black tortoise. If you turn to page 43 of the Enchanted World Book on Dragons, you'll see a wonderful illustration of this tale by Jill Carla Schwartz. We see the self-renewing soil heaped upon the tortoise's back like picturesque mountains. In the natural world, we do not find such wonders, but hibernating turtles have been observed to come up from the ground with dirt on their backs, sometimes with vegetation clinging there or growing there, but this is of course temporary and a bit of rare luck. But the resemblance of such shells to land has clearly long tickled the human imagination, and we see the tradition carry on in our fiction. Just to consider a few examples, there are the island-like dragon turtles of Avatar, The Last Airbender. And of course, there is the great world turtle, Autun, from Terry Pratchett's Discworld series. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.